B-Pod Studios.
I wanted to bring on someone. I think it's important to talk to people that are wisdom people in the time of crisis. The people that, you know, have lived and have understood, and I think we need to listen to these types of people. We had on Dr. Mike earlier from the University of Pennsylvania, and one of the great authors, great writers you ever want to meet, and originally from here, Gary Smith joins us on the Comcast Business Hotline. Gar!
Hey, how's it going, Anthony?
I got to ask you, what is this? Can you quantify this thing? I mean...
This is going to be fascinating, to watch this unfold and, start to dawn on people just how interconnected we all are and all of life, and how so many factors hinge upon other factors. And we just take these things for granted. You know, in this country, we take sports as, it's just a fundamental as breathing in and out. I mean, that's how we just see it's like it's, we can't even think of it not being there. And we don't realize how many different little things it's connected to and hinged upon, dependent upon. I mean, I got a taste of this a year. We lived in a town in the Andes Mountains in Bolivia, where because what we don't realize is how much sports is hinged on affluence. And excess energy. We have energy to play sports and to invest ourselves in rooting for sports because so many of our basic needs are met in a country like ours. But we're an aberration. I mean, in Bolivia was the second poorest nation in the Western Hemisphere when we were living there. Probably still is. But when your energy is taken up just to survive, then the sports become just superfluous. It was nothing. I mean, when people played ball there, it was hilarious. They would just treat it like a joke. They had no energy. They played listlessly, and very few of them played at all. When I'd stop kids that were 13 and ask them who their sports heroes were, they would look at me with blank face. They had nobody to look up to, no models, no sports heroes. It was like a country without sports. And you just saw how many things have to be in place in America in 2020 for sports to thrive and to be interwoven into our fabric. Yeah. So much it seems fundamental, but it's really not. It's dependent on so many things. And when they we're all just energy systems. And when your energy is taking up survival, which in some ways we're starting to move into a survival mode for a period here, the energy to, invest in a game just starts to shrivel up. And if you were like in a situation where you had to eat, go out every day and find a way to eat.
Forage,
your body doesn't, your body has no energy for a sport, and your brain, your mind too. You have to think about to have a competitive edge. I mean, this is going to be interesting to watch for the places like March Madness. If they go ahead with this plan to play games in empty arenas, you can't even imagine it, but...
No, I can't. And real quick, the New York Post is reporting the NHL is canceled like we thought, is done. I can't imagine them playing March Madness.
They even have to test both teams, make sure everybody was... Right before tip-off is testing negative, because once you enter that game and your hands are all over each other...
Yeah.
And if one player has it, then there's likelihood of 10 player, are going to have it. So and then you can say, well, they're young, they're not going to die from it. Well, we're all vectors. That was the thing that was like making me scratch my head at how many people were like just dismissing this thing because they felt like, oh, it's not going to affect me. It's like the flu. If I have a cough and for a week, big deal. But it's not that. You're a vector. You're not this Captain Immortal. You're not Captain Immortal. You're a vector that could kill, unknown elderly or your own grandmother. So like, if you're not concerned about yourself, but you're also saying you don't give a crap about any elderly person on your block or your, come on.
Exactly.
Now.
Or like, people with, compromised immune systems, kids that have asthma. I mean, what are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I lost it yesterday when one of the callers, because It's like, this whole thing's media driven. Really? So the fact that a whole nation, which is the seventh largest economy in the world, in Italy, is quarantined, that's media driven?
That's a media. This is a hoax. This is a political hoax. I mean, this is where people got to pull back on some of this, their edge around things, and sit with their humanness for a minute. I mean, it's like, you know, people were thinking, it's just like the seasonal flu. Well, the seasonal flu kills 0.1% of the population in a given year. 0.1%. Well, this thing kills 2%. So it's 20 times more dangerous than a seasonal flu. So that comparison was invalid from the beginning. Yes. And just the realization that you're a vector to, you could be carrying something that could kill other people. You don't want to do everything you can to save their life, you know, to not kill someone else inadvertently. So anyway, this is really called on us to pull it in here a little bit and really understand how dependent we are all on each other, that we're part of a web, a network, and act accordingly. And I mean, just to take this one step farther, I hope this gives people a taste of what kind of world we're facing relatively soon if we don't act on the climate crisis. I'm not going to get up on a pedestal here, but the everything will hinge if the resources start drying up in this country, in this world, what the chain effect. Now that we're starting to realize how we're interlinked so much, you see how those monkeys, you know, I heard Chernus talk about the monkeys in Thailand who were street gangs turning into these gang wars over because their resources are diminished because the scraps are not on the streets because humans aren't on the streets. So again, the interlinkage, and we are primates. And you talk about what the wars that are going to be occurring and the scrabble for resources and the waves of immigrants that are going to occur if we don't start acting or doing what we know we need to do to move off fossil fuels and stop fouling the climate. I mean, this just gives us a little taste of how things can go awry and how we're linked and ours to take care. Instead of just insisting on living our lives, you know, the way I want to live it.
Yeah. So, without, you know, any regard or of the environment. Right. I mean, and it's amazing because one of the things that you talked about, you know, us all being linked. And if you go back to it, think about this for a second, that the first case that we found out in China was early December. And here it is. It's now a pandemic, and it's 3 months later.
Right.
I mean, I mean, if that tells you how connected we are to one another.
Absolutely. And we always are. And we Western man, especially, we just want to be and go into our separate cells and pretend we're all in these separate silos, but we are all vulnerable and totally linked. And what one had, we're contagious to each other emotionally as well as, you know, through viruses and all kinds of ways. There's so many things leaning on other things that's when you start to kind of surrender to your vulnerability and live accordingly instead of pretending, I'm on my little computer screen and I'm in my world and damn it, you know, all this stuff. It's just like, it's just a false, it's so far from the reality. And why wait till we're on our deathbeds to realize that? We had just the choices we could make to help each other if we drank that in and absorbed that and assimilated that now until realizing it then when it's all about
Amen.
The game. I mean,
that's right.
But,
it's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
By the way,
in the meantime, go ahead.
Real quick, the Big East canceled their tournament at halftime of the first game.
Wow. Can you imagine that being in the middle of a game?
Right. In the middle of the game. They canceled it. Boom. I mean, it's wild. Can you tell us when you've experienced anything close to this throughout all your years of being a journalist?
Well, I've never seen anything like this. I mean, I have some vague thing in the back of my mind about games played in empty arenas somewhere, but I can't put my finger on what the situation would have been. But I mean, if you start to think forward to that, if March Madness were to go on, or if the NBA comes back and says, we're going to control the environment, test all the players, play the games in front of just, you know, you watch it on TV, nobody there. What that will mean, that will be a fascinating human experiment, because the players who are now it's all going to come down to intrinsic motivation versus extrinsic motivation. Players who, you know, in a 3-on-3 pickup game have to win with nobody around. And there are those players, but, you know, the star of our particular team happens to be a player who's perhaps the most extrinsically motivated player on the planet. The Sixers would be in big trouble in this scenario, because Joel, you know, he needs to play for immediate gratification and, in, you know, adulation of the fans. And so putting him in a game where there's not immediate, you know, response and adoration, I think our squad's in trouble in this setting.
Yeah.
So it's going to come down to, like, you know, it'll be fascinating for bookies or people who bet money, which I don't, just like trying to figure out which team has more intrinsically motivated players than the other team, say in March Madness. Then it comes down to also, like, what teams have the coaches who are able to talk to their players before a game and help their players find some motivation that's deeper than what, because we don't realize how much energy players draw from crowds.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
you know, it's huge.
It is. Anytime you're in a momentum swing, you're an underdog, God. The whole thing.
So, you know, a coach who's able to help players who are not just purely intrinsically motivated, like the Michael Jordans and the Kobe's, help them find their reason to play. So now it's going to come down to teams that are favored, that have more intrinsically motivated players, teams who have the better coaches who can call to something human inside of you and get you motivated to play for not the immediacy of the roar of the crowd. And then, yeah, I got to think favorites. I know this is a tournament that's wide open that's coming up, but favorites, what happens in games in the NCAA tournament, you know, the crowd have, you know, 90% sometimes they don't even know the name of the underdog school, start rooting like crazy for the underdog. And psychologically, that's why we have a lot of these upsets, you know, where the favorite, you know, suddenly says, wait a minute, this whole arena is against us suddenly. And they,
right.
And it just creates this whole
crazy
cascade. So that's not going to be as in play as much. So the favorites may be in a little better shape here when you take away the crowd.
I still
turning.
Can't believe they're going to play this thing. I mean, I know.
I can't either. I got to believe in the end that they're going to say, wait a minute, if one of these kids gets sick and
their grandmother
dies, like, well, our ass is grass here.
Yeah.
So,
it's insane.
Anyway, but then the other thing, like, if the NBA comes back in 2 months and decides to play their playoff games and give half the money to charity to fight this cause, to find the vaccine. You know, you can see these scenarios coming up with people coming up with real reasons and justifications why the games need to go on. Hello?
Exactly. 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 Gar, what's it like down there in South Carolina, in Charleston?
No.
You got me?
Yes, sorry about that. I think my phone might be dying. Hold on.
That's all right, brother. Don't worry.
Okay, here I am. I'm good. Everything's dying.
Everything. All right, so how's everything down there in Charleston?
It's quiet. There's fewer cases, but I'm sure it's coming, so it's just a matter of time. We'll be there before you know it. But how's this, Anthony? Last thing. But if the games are played, somebody's going to figure out having roar of the crowd and videos of your crowd going crazy, like the Toronto crowd at that place, public place, home teams piping that in to motivate their players and give them the advantage over visiting teams.
Wow, that's right. Oh, my God.
That's, I mean, there's going to be some crazy stories. People are going to figure out where their edge is in this new world.
Yeah, oh, my God. That's crazy. Oh, bro, listen, you be safe, all right? You be safe.
Thanks, Marina. You too.
And your family.
Watch those kids. Hope the school's called off because, I mean, pretty much we got to do that. But there's no way around it, it seems like.
Definitely. I don't understand it. I mean, you got to bail now. We got to get ahead of this thing. Gary, thanks, brother. We appreciate it.
Be safe, man. Great talking to you.
You too. There he is, Gary Smith.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.